HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Police have yet to make an arrest in the murder of two young brothers in Trenton. Suspects fired multiple shots into the second story of the boys' home. An 8-year-old and a 16-year-old brother hit. And now there is this from another brother, Antonio Perez, who told CBS in Philly the shooting may have been, quote, karma, because he has hurt a lot of people. He didn't elaborate on that, but said he lost his brothers because of some stupid war going on out there. As the investigation continues, the mayor of the capital city pleading with residents to stop the escalation of deadly violence.
Trenton Mayor Reed Gussiora says people who live in his city, especially younger ones, must find ways to coexist and stop killing each other.
Unfortunately, because of so much indifference and evilness in this world, we have to brace ourselves and prevent as much violence as we can.
Trenton Police Director Sheila Coley says everybody needs to work together to stop the violence.
If it takes a village to raise a kid, it takes a village to protect our kids. Where is the village?
In Trenton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
More computer issues at the Department of Labor, delaying a new round of supplemental unemployment benefits. The extra $300 a week supposed to be sent out this week, but labor officials say processing required new programming. There have been glitches. In most cases, if you've already filed for unemployment due to the pandemic, you don't need to apply for the additional benefits. Governor Murphy canceling all public events. He and his wife, Tammy, in quarantine. After two top staffers tested positive for COVID, both the governor and first lady have tested negative but could still be in the incubation period. Murphy is particularly at risk since he had kidney surgery last March, which may have weakened his immune system. Murphy was at an event in Camden when he found out about his deputy chief of staff testing positive, causing the governor to abruptly leave that event.
I was just informed by my colleagues that I was in close proximity to someone on Saturday who has just tested positive.
Murphy was at a private, personal event with his deputy chief of staff last Saturday. Both he and the first lady were in close contact for what NorthJersey.com reports was a sustained period of time. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
I've been thinking that for the longest time.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Very heavy traffic on southbound 109 coming into Jersey City by Secaucus Road. It's an accident. At least one lane is blocked, and you're backed up at least from 495 by the Lincoln Tunnel Viaduct. Southbound side of 109, New Jersey Turnpike is better. Good ride on the Garden State Parkway in spite of some fog. There's construction work at last check by exit 63, and again up by exit 144, a bit slow. Horrible traffic across the Gothels Bridge, actually past the Gothels Bridge onto 278 to the Verrazano. Construction work. Just past the bridge on 278, it's two lanes closed, and you're at standstill for about 3 to 4 miles and getting worse. We got mass transit okay. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. 295 northbound has an accident at exit 18. It's on the left side of the roadway, but that's in the same spot where we have the construction area, so be careful. Fog is very thick this morning. New Jersey Fast Traffic sponsored by Walgreens. Boo, remember to go to Walgreens and grab an extra bag of candy with same-day pickup with Walgreens last-minute deals on candy. You can make Halloween happen scary fast. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Jill Myra, New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:05. Usually vote by mail ballots have to be requested, but Jersey sent them out automatically this year to anybody listed as an active voter. That has led to errant ballots and concern about people voting in the name of someone who has died or moved.
Robert Giles of the Division of Elections says people who receive an errant ballot should return it as undeliverable or alert their county election officials.
Not only if it's for somebody who doesn't live there anymore, but if it's for somebody who's deceased, or if a voter gets two ballots for themselves.
Rutgers Camden professor Lori Minnight, who studies voter fraud, says any registration database is going to have inaccuracies.
It is a crime to vote somebody else's ballot, and it should be pretty clear to you. If you are in a household and a ballot comes for somebody who has died, you cannot vote that ballot.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:06. We'll get an update on the forecast with Dan next.
New Jersey's news, traffic, and weather authority.
New Jersey 101.5. Do you love what America...
Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We're battling through the fog again this morning. It is thick in spots, but not everywhere, so be careful. We'll see conditions improve around 9 or 10 o'clock this morning, and then the sun comes out at least partially this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s, a degree or two warmer than yesterday. Partly cloudy tonight, fog likely again, lows around 60, and skies will be mostly cloudy tomorrow with a few sprinkles throughout the day. It'll be a little bit cooler, especially along the coast, upper 60s to lower 70s. Saturday starts okay, lower 70s, then turning breezy with an afternoon shower chance, and Sunday, turns much cooler, highs only in the mid-50s to close out the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
63 in Paramus, Marlton 59, Plainsboro is 62. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. It's a free download from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.